Calls for high-rise balconies, this is in wake of the weekend's tragic death of that young man, to be made higher to stop falls. I've always looked at those and thought that they are not high enough. Phil Dwyer is the National President of the Builders Collective of Australia. Phil, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross.
What's the required height of balcony fences now?
1 metre. 1 metre.
Is that 1 metre minimum?
That's 1 metre minimum, yes.
Righto, that's 100 centimetres.
Correct.
Is that enough?
No.
What do you reckon it should be?
1.2. 1,200 it should be, simply to stop people being able to sit on the balustrade. Because at a metre, you can anyone that's a reasonable height can lift one leg and sort of sit on the balcony or, you know, without too much trouble.
Phil, if it's so self-evidently too short, why is it only 100 centimetres? What's at play there?
Well, going back 10 years or so, 12 years, it was only 90 centimetres. I don't understand, whereas some high-rise, and you've got to keep in mind now, we have so much high-rise, so this is a very, very important area and very crucial.
My word.
Because if it's 1.2, no one can sort of lift a leg and sit their backside on the railing.
Now,
now at a metre you can do that, and at 90 centimetres you can easily do that.
Are there any buildings still around with the 90 centimetre railings on them?
There would be, yes, most definitely. Any amount of them.
If I'm designing my own balcony, can I make it whatever height I want?
You can. There's no restriction on the height. Some buildings already have 1.2 metres. If you take Mervac, they're builders of high-rise, their balcony railings are 1.2. Yes, go on.
We've got to be careful of the law of unintended consequences in some things in life. Is there any, if you make them, say, 1.5, is there any problem you're creating by making it 1.5?
I don't believe so. I don't believe that there's any restriction. I think 1.5, maybe it's not necessary to go that high. But by the same token, when you have a situation like at the weekend, a young man has lost his life and so on because he's gone over a balcony railing.
Exactly. So, Phil, I'm very very pleased to hear you say it, and I wonder whether the action will be... It just requires... There used to be a thing called the Uniform Building Regulations. Is there still a uniform law?
Yes, there is. It comes under the Building Code of Australia. And I don't understand, with the advent of high-rise or people living in high-rise apartments, why we haven't change this law to increase the height to a minimum, at least of 1.2, because if you walk onto a balcony and you're up in the sky, 20 or 30 or 40 floors, 1.2 is certainly not going overboard when you look down and so on, because most people don't like heights,
yep.
Particularly walking out into a balcony and going to the glass edge of a balcony. It's quite daunting, particularly if there's wind blowing and that type of thing.
It's got to be a no-brainer. Phil, we thank you very much for your time.
Many thanks, Ross.
Phil Dwyer, National President of the Builders Collective of Australia. Just makes sense.
I'm glad to think that, or as Phil said, most people are dicey about heights.